Worldwide. I just wanted to go over kind of a light version of the weekly podcast, skipping the league news and going more into the league matchups. So in week three, we had Daft Punk Tribute Band beating myself, Prestige Worldwide, 126.88 to 76.75. My team did not show up at really any level of positions. I'm not sure what happened there, but hopefully that turns around. And Luke had a couple of nice breakouts with, you know, Cordero Patterson, nice defensive play, and obviously Jalen Hurts. Moving on to Devontae's Inferno takes on Return of the Cup. He won 120.71 to 101.32. This matchup was looking pretty tight. We had an Adam Thielen showing. Christian Kirk is still performing at a very high level. Eagles defense shows up with a 17 points. On the Return of the Cup side, underperformers, of course, by Austin Eckler, Cooper Kupp with only 14. At this point, I feel like anything under about 18, you know, he plays so at an elite level. Brandon Cooks with 3 points. So that's that was a good matchup, and a few players underperforming cost Return of the Cup. Team Rennie versus Chubb Thumping. With Josh taking the victory, 99.09 to 75.68. Josh with a very low scoring win, but a win is a win. It was his first of the year. He had a nice performance out of Chubb once again, and kind of subpar efforts across the board, but even more so on the other side with Team Rennie. We had a Keenan Allen started, and he was not playing the game, so that could have gone a lot better. Let's see who he could have put in. Looks like it would not have mattered. Randall Cobb with 6 more points, so. But a lot of, you know, Jerry Jeudy, 2 points. That is tough. Najee Harris, Leonard Fournette combining for 21 points. Yeah, I think week three ultimately was a slow week for fantasy, and if you got out of there with a win on any of your leagues, it was a good one. Most top-end players were having a tough time. Moving on to our weekly matchup, Breece's Pieces versus Too Many Cooks. Wow. We had, I believe, our closest matchup result of the year so far. 108.86, Breece's Pieces beats 108.39, Brady Cooks. That is a 0.47 difference. That is about 5 yards of rushing is all the difference there. Or, I guess, a catch by anybody. And on this side, we had a super low performance by Justin Fields, 2.94. That's a glaring one. But Amari Cooper holding his own and continuing to show that he can make it happen on the Browns offense with 20.6 points for Too Many Cooks. I'm sure Breece's Pieces is happy to have some nice wide receiver play. Finally, we had Alan Lazard back in the game this time, showing that, you know, he likely is the best on that team, although Dobbs is making a case that he wants to be part of that conversation. Then you have he's got a lot of young talent, and obviously one of those is Jonathan Taylor, who is not performing what he, you know, is expected by anybody. Does he even have a touchdown? One touchdown so far. But that was an incredibly good matchup to watch. So hopefully we get more of those. Those are always good for the league. And then the final matchup this week, whoops, before, the final matchup was Trey Montgomery going against Cooper Kupp, with Trey Montgomery with a dominant victory of 146.82 to 113.33. That was our highest score of the week. He had, of course, Lamar Jackson, who is making a very early strong case for MVP. I think he's on pace for a better year than his 2019 MVP season. So if he keeps that up, more records will be broken, and Trey Montgomery will be a very happy fantasy coach. And of course, Saquon Barkley is revitalized. Another good showing of 20.6. Derrick Henry is finally back with 22.8. Chris Olave is getting online with Jameis Winston, 20.2. See how that continues on. And on the other side, we have Joe Burrow getting his first win with the Bengals, 23 points. You would hope for that kind of showing more often, you know, the 3+ touchdowns and a lot of yards. So hopefully we'll see that tonight at Thursday Night Football. And then a poor performance out of like Ja'Marr Chase, Javonte Williams, Stephon Diggs, all three of those combining for roughly 26 points. So that's not what you hope. You hope for one of those to hit 26 points. So tough day for Cooper Kupp, and everything went pretty solid for Trey Montgomery. Then moving on to this week four. I'm just gonna look at the closest team or the closest matchup, which it looks to be Daft Punk Tribute Band versus Cooper Kupp. Current projections with lineups looking to be their best in place is 126.72 to 128.27. So, quickly going down the line here, we have Jalen Hurts versus Joe Burrow. I think Jalen Hurts continues his great play, although it is against a pretty hot Jaguars. I think that Jaguars performance will probably prove to be semi-fluky. I think they're a good team now, but beating the Chargers like they did, I don't know if that's going to happen again, but we'll see. Jalen Hurts, I take on that matchup. Miles Sanders lining up against Christian McCaffrey. I think Miles Sanders is there. His floor is a little too low for me to count on that, and CMC is just a walking fantasy time bomb of 30 points, but a very nice floor of, so far, it's 13. So Christian McCaffrey on that one. Cordarrelle Patterson lining up against Javonte Williams. I think Luke's Cordarrelle Patterson actually will be my pick for this matchup. And I say that because Javonte Williams is almost 50-50 splitting reps with Melvin Gordon right now. I think he's obviously a super good fantasy option if he has a little bit more of that backfield. But right now, volume is king in fantasy. And I think Melvin Gordon currently holds the goal line touches or more majority of them. So Cordarrelle Patterson has a lock on that backfield. So, and he's not even in the passing game hardly at all yet. So if they get him involved in that fashion, he could be doing way better Moving on to CeeDee Lamb versus Ja'Marr Chase. This one's obviously a very good one. CeeDee Lamb finally had a decent week with Cooper Rush, but I'm going to take Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase is too good to repeat weeks 2 and 3, which were 8.3 and 9.7. Even if it is, he's probably going to get shadowed by Xavier Howard against the Dolphins tonight, but I think he's too much part of their game plan, and especially if it's a high-scoring affair. It's going to be feed, chase the ball. So I would expect him to be, play a little bit better than CeeDee Lamb this week against a weak Washington. Going down here to Deebo Samuel versus Stephon Diggs. I would, of course, take Stephon Diggs. The Bills are, you know, just a super hot team. Diggs is the receiving core there. And, wow, I mean, Jimmy G is... It's a tough watch for me, for everybody. And Deebo, yes, he's like probably the best talent on their team, but you got to have a good quarterback to feed that talent. And right now, Debo's having a subpar year, looking like averaging about 11 points a game. Stephon Diggs has a lot more upside. Mike Evans lining up against Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown. I would take Mike Evans. He's back. I would assume he's just in full health. Yeah, full health. He was just coming off a suspension. Going against KC, this could be a good game. This Tampa Bay offense still has something to prove. This has kind of been a really slow year for them offensively. Mike Evans could be that spark. But their O-line is very patchwork right now. So Hollywood Brown, though, would like to make a case for himself on that discussion. But right now, I got to go with Mike Evans on that. More for you kind of have more of a sample size with the offense. And you know what you're going to get. Tight ends, we're going to go Dallas Goedert and Dawson Knox. I think, again, with the quarterback, I got to lean against the Jalen Hurts-led offense with Dallas Goedert. I think that has just caught fire right now, and Dawson Knox just isn't used in that offense like a star tight end that you would hope for. I think the talent is for sure there, but the usage is not. And then we've got in the flex, we've got Josh Jacobs going against Michael Thomas. This one's tough. I would lean towards Josh Jacobs only because Michael Thomas has a injured Jameis Winston throwing to him. He has kind of built up a chemistry with Olave, and we haven't even really gotten much of a running game going, so I think Michael Thomas is probably viewed as the star on that team and will be a bit of a focus. But Josh Jacobs, really, the Raiders are just kind of turning into a laughing stock of the league right now, with being the only 0-3 team, not getting their $23 million plus a year wide receiver going. Hardly at all. I mean, I think I'm going to go Michael Thomas on this one just because he is a little bit... He's a bigger part of that offense who are hoping to turn things around. Kickers, Justin Tucker versus Fairbairn. I'll go Tucker on that. Dallas versus the Bills. Dallas has taken on Washington. Bills are taking on the Ravens. I would need to look at the health of their defense, but if it was like last week, I think they are missing their cornerbacks right now, so I'd have to go Dallas against a rough looking Washington offense, Carson Wentz. And so for a prediction on this matchup, I will take I'm thinking I'm taking Daft Punk Tribute Band by 5 points, but that is because mainly because of the wide receiver or the quarterback, tight end, and the wide receiver position is a little bit higher of a floor per player, but Cooper Kupp could easily win that matchup if the wide receivers decide to have a big day. I mean, any lineup that has Diggs, Chase, and CMC could go for 180, so, but I gotta go with a more, what's more of the floor on any given week. So I'm gonna go Daft Punk Tribute Band versus Cooper Kupp. I believe that is all I have today. So good luck everybody with this week 4, and I hope to be on the podcast sometime this season. So I will see you then. Bye.